part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Right, Pastor Malpope is on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, thank you. How are you doing today?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am doing all right. And my name is Mulopwe.
Mulopwe.
Yes, exactly. That is my name.
I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
The person was writing this. Yeah. Because it's written Mulpopwe.
No. They forgot the O there. Mulopwe.
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
That's all right.
It's okay, Pastor. Yeah. Today we are wrapping up our theme for this week. We are talking about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And today we are focusing on hope and victory over death. So this isn't just a story. It's the heartbeat of our faith, a testament to triumph over darkness and the promise of eternal life. To our listeners at home, join us as we unpack the profound and implications of Jesus' resurrection, exploring how it inspires and assures believers around the globe. The number to dial is +27 73 470 3520 if you have any question regarding our topic for today. Pastor Mulopwe is here to answer our question for today. Right? And Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can we start with the word of prayer?
Of course, let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again as we conclude on our program we have been looking at, which involves the gospel, the message which is centered to our Christian beliefs. We want to pray that you may be with us today, even as we are going to learn. May you be with everyone who is going to participate and those that are going to be listening, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. Let's get into our questions for today. So what does the resurrection of Jesus signify for Christian beliefs, for Christian belief, and why is it considered central to the faith?
All right. So, like the introduction that you gave in the particular lesson, we have this as the heartbeat of our gospel in Christianity. So, the most significant thing that comes with the resurrection of Jesus Christ is that it gives us an assurance that salvation is indeed possible through the power of Jesus Christ, provided we believe in Jesus Christ. So we see in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that death was defeated, because as it was given in the prophecies that our Lord is going to die, dying for our sins, and he is going to resurrect. After he resurrects, the resurrection is going to be an assurance. It is going to be significant to help us understand that our salvation, our opportunity to inherit eternal life, has been assured. And we see in the act of the death of Jesus Christ, which resulted in his resurrection for our sins, that Jesus actually had to die in order to give us life. You know, there is something interesting about Christianity. It is as if things happen oppositely. In order for you to have life, according to what we see in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, in order for us to have life, Jesus had to die. So without the death of Jesus Christ, we are not going to have life. Another example that we may give, we also looked at the Last Supper, okay? We looked at the Last Supper, where we learned about humility on one of the points. Okay, so there Jesus teaches his disciples to say, in order for you to be the greatest, you need to be the lowest in the Christian life. In order for you to be a king, you need to be a servant. So the same applies to the death of Jesus Christ. In order for life to be assured for every believer, in order for life to be assured for those who are going to believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus had to die. So this is what Paul is also discussing when it comes to the application of it in our own Christian lives. Paul, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading on verse 31, he talks about dying daily. Dying daily. He says, I die daily. That is what the last statement says. That is where my major focus is. Now, what is dying daily, or dying to what? When we read also in Romans, the same Paul helps us to know, to say this death involves dying to sin. That is Romans chapter 6, reading on verse number 10. So we are encouraged as Christian believers just as Jesus died in order to give life, in order to offer salvation, in order for us to have this salvation, we need to die like Christ. But this death that we need to have as Christians, it has to be a daily kind of death where we die to sin, dying to resist evil, using the power of God. Now, the Bible there does not talk about dying 2 days in a week, or a month in a year, or 2 weeks in a month, etc. It talks about dying daily, meaning that in order for us to have the victory over sin, in order for us to have the victory over this world, in order for us to have salvation and enjoy eternal life at the end of the day, we need to live lives of giving ourselves to God by dying to sin through his power. So it is interesting here that in order for us to have eternal life, it comes back to what Jesus did. In order for us to have eternal life, we require to die. We need to die.
Sure. Yo. All right. Pastor, and how does Jesus' resurrection provide hope in the face of personal challenges, doubts or uncertainties?
All right. So now when you look at the state of the disciples before Jesus Christ died, immediately before he died, even before that, Jesus had mentioned about 3 times that he is going to die throughout the ministry that he did with his disciples in the 3.5 years that he worked with them. Now, you will notice to say each time Jesus talks about him dying, the concept of him dying was always received with resistance, with negative energy from his disciples, to an extent that at some point, Peter hi, you're not supposed to die. Why? It was because, according to the understanding of the Jews, including the disciples who were closer to Jesus at that particular time, this Savior who was going to come, this Jesus who was going to come, the King of the Jews, he was to deliver them from the Roman power. He was not going to be a suffering servant, as Isaiah puts it in Isaiah chapter 53. So according to them, the perspective they had concerning the salvation that Jesus was bringing, it was not the salvation from sin, but the salvation from the Romans, from the Roman power. Now, that was the problem. This is common in our lives as Christians, because most of the times, just like we see in the lives of the disciples, despite them knowing the scriptures in the Old Testament, that Jesus was actually given in twofold ways. The prophecies of Jesus were given in twofold ways. One is that he was going to be a suffering servant. And then secondly, he is going to be a king. But then, because mostly as Christians, we normally want to lean much on things that favor us. even when we study the Bible, we love those scriptures that really favor our beliefs, those that agree with the things that we like. The moment we read about something that we don't like, the moment a preacher preaches about something that, you know, touches us in a certain way or condemns us in a certain way, we feel as if it does not come from God. So despite the disciples knowing that Christ is also going to be a suffering servant, not only a king, and his kingship is not of this world, but the kingship of heaven, they still did not understand and believe each time he tells them that he is going to have to die, he is going to have to suffer to die. Now, that posed a challenge that when he died, they became greatly disappointed. They were mad with loss of hope because they were hoping for this Jesus to save them from the Roman power. They did not understand his salvation from sin, but salvation from the Roman power. Now, this king who was supposed to save them dies. Then what happens? What remains of them if he dies? So doubts came in their hearts. Loss of hope came in their hearts. They lost everything. They lost everything. Now, when he resurrected, it was the change of a story. The moment the resurrection of Jesus Christ was understood by the disciples, after he appeared to them, despite one of them, Thomas, doubting and stuff, but later on, he came to believe that truly the Savior has risen. When they saw the resurrection, when they saw him, when they experienced when the resurrection took place, their doubts, their lack of hope, their challenges in believing in Jesus Christ and God himself and salvation was restored. Similarly to us in our lives, there are moments when we get down in this world. There are moments when we hope for the better, but nothing seems to be going well in our lives. There are times we try to push things, but nothing moves. There are times that we try to break, but nothing breaks. There are times that we try to, it may be, in the case of diseases, you may have been sick for a long time. You are looking for a breakthrough, but everything that you try to do seems to be in vain. You don't have faith, you don't have hope that you are going to make it. You may have been experiencing many different sorts of problems. You can name it. There are so many problems that people experience in this particular life that at the end, because they have been trying to save themselves, to help themselves so they can come out of those problems, they seem to be seeing it very difficult for them to be saved. They think there is no hope. However, when we understand the resurrection, just like the disciples' hopes were raised, the disciples' faith was increased after seeing that Christ, who had died and lost hope in him, resurrected, and their hope was regained. We can similarly be assured that if the disciples, the hope of the disciples was rekindled because of the resurrection, then we also, in our different problems that we go through in this particular life that make us lose hope, we can still believe that there is hope beyond the grave, and there is hope in our problems that we may be going through, despite the problems being many and the problems being so big, although they seem to be big in our lives, there is still hope because of the resurrection.
We have a question from our listener. It reads, did they have faith that he had triumphed over death and risen to new life?
Okay, so when you firstly look at the ministry of Jesus with his disciples, there are quite a lot of things that Jesus taught his disciples about him that they could not understand at that particular time, not until he resurrected. Although he resurrected, I mean, even at the time when he resurrected, some things could not really be understood by them, not until the Holy Spirit was poured. So during the ministry of Jesus Christ, many things were not understood by the disciples, even the issue of salvation. The salvation, like I mentioned, which they thought Jesus was going to give, it was the salvation from the Romans. But now when he died, they lost all hope concerning that kind of salvation. Then after his resurrection, they began to realize, and bit by bit, they began to learn. They began to have faith. They began to understand the things that he used to tell them concerning his sufferings, concerning the nature of his ministry, and concerning the nature and the purpose for his coming into this life. So we can simply say, after the resurrection of Christ.
Yes, Pastor, I'm listening.
But their faith was really confirmed and made firm after they received the Holy Spirit, which became the empowerment for them to do ministry with such vigor and more faith, in order for them to show that really they were with Jesus. So we can simply conclude and understand to say, after the resurrection, they began to understand many things and to have faith that Jesus is the Savior, not the Savior from the Roman power, but the Savior from our sins.
Wow, beautiful, Pastor. Thank you so much for that. And in what ways does the resurrection demonstrate God's power over death and the ultimate victory of life?
Okay, so by virtue of God resurrecting Jesus Christ himself, we see the power that he has over nature. The first thing that shows us how powerful God is the creation story. When we read in Genesis chapter 1, we read that God used a word to create this world. It was only when it came to a human being that he had to use his hands to form a human being, signifying how important and how special a human being is. But everything else, the trees that we see, the vegetation, the animals that we see, everything else was created by his word. That shows how powerful this God is. Furthermore, through the various miracles that we see in the Bible, the parting of the Red Sea and many other miracles, the fall of Jericho and many, many, many other victories in wars that the Israelites were facing and came out victorious, we see the power and the we see the power of God in there. The other thing now that shows us how powerful God is the fact that prophecy was fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is only God, in this case, that we believe can give life. It is only God who can restore life. Since it is God who gave life or who created life, then the resurrection shows us that it is only God who can restore life. If life is lost in this world of sin, we are assured that the power of God that worked to resurrect Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God himself, it is the same power that is going to be used to resurrect us, to give us life, to restore our lives, if we may die in this age in the world of sin. There is so much power that is seen in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which gives us an assurance that that same power is going to be effected when Christ comes back for a second time.
Right. The time is 18 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio. You're tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment. We are speaking to Pastor Mulopo on our daily focus feature under the theme, The Life, Death and Resurrection of Jesus. Today we are looking at hope and victory over death. If you have any questions regarding our topic for today, forward those messages on +27734703520. Pastor Mulopo here. Here is our second last question before we wrap up our conversation. How does the resurrection offer assurance of forgiveness, reconciliation, and new beginnings to believers?
All right. In one of our previous lessons, we noticed how the death of Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. The network is acting up. It seems like we are losing Pastor Mulopwe. It seems like we are losing him. Yes. Let's try to get him back on the line. Stay tuned.
Amplify your mid-mornings with praise and worship on Mid-Morning Empowerment every weekday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Attention, all religious liberty advocates. Join us in Arusha, Tanzania from September 17th to 21st, 2024 for the All Africa Religious Liberty Meetings. This historic event features a Religious Liberty Congress, Adventist Lawyer Symposium, and a Religious Liberty Festival. Hear from 24 continental speakers from 11 African countries and 6 global leaders, including General Conference Vice Presidents Aubrey Anderson and Jeffrey Mbwana. Register now online through the AARLA website, www.aarla.org. Don't miss this opportunity to promote peaceful coexistence and liberty of conscience in Africa. Join us in Arusha, September 17th to 21st, 2024. Register now at www.aarla.org.
Are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, we have Pastor back on the line. Pastor, we were still talking about how does resurrection offer assurance of forgiveness, reconciliation, and new beginnings to believers?
All right, so I was saying, I hope I'm going to be clear. Network is tripping a little bit over here. Okay, so I had mentioned to say in one of our previous lessons, we looked at how the death of Jesus Christ acts as a catalyst to reconcile the world back to God. So we see here that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, in it being one of the things that gives us assurance, which is the major thing for that matter, that gives us assurance of forgiveness. We understand, because in order for God to reconcile with the world, in order for the world, in order for us, because when I talk about the world, I am talking about children of God, Christians, those who have come to believe in Jesus Christ and accept his death. So, in order for us to be reconciled as the children of God back to God, it requires forgiveness. Even as human beings, in order for conflicting parties to reconcile, there has to be forgiveness in place. Mm. So without forgiveness, it is not possible to effect reconciliation. So because the death of Christ offered reconciliation, and then there came the resurrection of Christ after his death, we are assured, therefore, that God forgave our sins, just as the purpose of Jesus Christ dying for us, dying for the world, was for the purpose of delivering us from the condemnation of eternal death because of our sins. So we see that we are assured here of our forgiveness. We are assured that God pardoned us, as long as we continue believing in him, as long as we continue relying on him, our forgiveness is assured, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ was effected, which resulted from his death as a result of our sin, which reconciliated the world back to God.
Last one before we wrap up our conversation, Pastor. What role does faith play in embracing the hope and assurance offered by Jesus' resurrection?
All right. Now, the Bible tells us that we are saved. We are saved by grace through faith. This means that it is not possible for us to have the hope and the assurance of salvation without faith. So this means that the first thing that we need to have as children of God, the first thing that we need to have as believers in order for us to show that we believe in what Jesus did for us, we need to have faith This faith, as James puts it in his entire book, especially in chapter 2, this faith goes hand in hand with works, of course. In these works, we are talking about obedience to God's commands. Now, faith plays a major role of giving us hope that if we believe Jesus died for us and resurrected, offering us salvation and eternal life, then there is hope beyond the grave. We may suffer in this world. We may have problems in this world. We may even die in this world. The other thing we need to understand as Christians is that being a Christian does not make you immune to problems.
Mm.
You know, being a Christian doesn't make you immune to even death itself. You can suffer in this world even when you are a child of God. In fact, Jesus Christ informed his disciples to say, after my departure, when you remain growing the ministry, you are going to be put in prison because of my name. You are going to be persecuted. And in fact, when we read in the pages of history, the disciples died dangerous kind of deaths. It was only John who survived an assassination as a result of laboring for God and died a natural death. The rest of them were being killed as a result of persecution. And so being a child of God does not make you immune to problems, to persecution, and even death itself. However, we are assured that as long as we are going to have faith, believing that Christ died and resurrected, although we may die, just like he died, although we may suffer, just like he suffered, but his sufferings, of course, they led to death. However, the death did not take over until forever. He overcame death by resurrecting. So we may suffer in this world. We may even die in this particular world. But if we believe in the resurrection, if we believe in God, if we have faith, our faith is going to help us understand, and it is going to be our driving force to believe that even if we may be in problems in this world, there is still hope for a better future. There is still a heaven that we can wait for as we learn to die daily as children of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Can we wrap up with the word of prayer?
All right. Thank you so much. Let us pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for beginning with us and for ending with us. There are so many things we can pray and ask for, Heavenly Father, but we are grateful because we have life. We are grateful because we are able to listen to your word. We are able to talk about your word that offers life. Thank you for the message of the gospel involving the resurrection, the life, the resurrection, and the death of Christ, which is the major theme of our gospel. Thank you for teaching us. May you help us to understand, and may you increase our faith, that as we continue learning, we may have faith enough, which is going to help us believe and understand and be assured of our salvation. We pray that you may continue being with us. Bless each one of us and those that are listening from us, from their homes. We pray that you may continue being with us, and may you bless the programs ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mulopwe, for letting us steal your time this week so that we can discuss this beautiful, beautiful theme, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
Thank you so much.
I am so grateful as well for hosting me in your programs. It is such an honor. Thank you so much. It is a great honor indeed to represent God before his children.
And that's it for today. That's where we leave our conversation with Pastor Mulopwe. Justine, he was taking us through our Daily Focus feature. The whole week we were looking at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But this is how we wrap up our discussion for this week with Pastor Mulopwe. Until next time, from me, goodbye, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Goodbye and have a good day.
Thank you. Right, to our listeners at home, there you have it, Pastor Mulopwe. We were talking to him about the theme for this week, and fortunately, we It's Friday, so we are preparing ourselves for the Sabbath, for the beautiful day, for my favorite day, right? And the time is 11:30. Let's prepare ourselves to get in touch with Sister Claire. She'll be giving us our daily devotion. Right now, let's take a short break. When we come back, we continue with our program for today.